Controversies involving race and professional sports have grabbed national headlines in recent months, but the issue is playing out in high school athletics, too. 90.5 WESA is exploring the issue. Government and law reporter Anlie Herring and education reporter Sarah Schneider take stock of the situation in the Pittsburgh region.
I'm Sarah Schneider, and this story, it started with a sign. It meant different things to different people. Some say it was racially charged. Others say it was just a clever play on words meant to rally a crowd.
And I'm Anlie Herring. The sign said Trump Perry. The president's recognizable hair was drawn above the big bold letters, which were followed by a large image of the American flag. Students from Brook High School in West Virginia say they made the sign for a red, white, and blue themed football game September 22nd against Pittsburgh's Perry High School. They say they used the president's name simply because it means to beat or defeat.
But for many visitors from Perry, where more than 75% of students are black, the sign was racially insensitive and even intimidating. Behind it, the stands were filled with white students. Brooke is 97% white. And it invoked the name of a president who many believe has emboldened white supremacist groups.
That same night, President Trump had also started to criticize NFL players for protesting the treatment of people of color by law enforcement.
But we're not only talking about a sign. This is just one example of something that happens regularly in high school athletics. It's not a new issue, but athletes, coaches, parents, and administrators say they continue to struggle with it.
It's something that's happening across the country. On the gridiron, on the basketball court, and on the soccer field, which is where we go now. Members of the soccer team at Pittsburgh's Obama Academy in East Liberty say they often encounter racially charged behavior on the field. Over 70% of students at Obama are black, and the school's teams are some of the most diverse in the region. 15-year-old Brandon Sears started playing soccer for Obama this fall, and he remembers the first time an opposing player called him the N-word.
I was shocked, but then again I wasn't, because knowing that I'm black and he's white, something happens.
Sears was tempted to fight, but he didn't. He followed the advice he got at the beginning of the season in a discussion that has become custom for his team, according to assistant coach Christopher Thyberg.
Usually, like, the only thing that we can do is ask the players to try to be the bigger person, which is a very unfair request to tell them, hey, you're going to get racially abused, but you have to, you know, not respond to it.
The captain of Obama's soccer team, 17-year-old Ian Thomas, who is white, says his teammates of color are targeted both verbally and physically.
What would happen is the kid starts talking. He starts talking in his ear. We're in a corner kick, at the very beginning of the game, and then that kind of ramps up. It gets more and more intense as the game goes on. Elbows are being thrown. Kids are, stomping, they're cleating each other intentionally, tripping each other.
Thomas acknowledges that it's the nature of competition to take some cheap shots to get into your opponent's head. But something about race, his instincts tell him, crosses the line.
You get on the field, your mindset changes, you get a little more tense, and it gets aggressive. But, I question if it would be different with my players of color that are on the team. Would they be so kind to them outside of the field as they might be to me?
When Thomas's teammate Sears was first called a slur by another player, he was angry and used music to try to stay motivated for his next game. Though he'd rather forget about the whole issue, he says it still bothers him.
I'm not a regular person.
It does happen a lot. And that's the sad part about it. You're not there to call people names. You're there to compete.
Larry Davis, dean of Pitt School of Social Work, shares Brandon's sadness. Also black, Davis has devoted his career to the study of race and social justice.
I'm disappointed that race hasn't sports haven't seemed to help race relations very much.
Davis says that race has always been an issue for black athletes in the U.S. For example, when the black heavyweight champion Jack Johnson defeated white boxer Jim Jeffries in what was dubbed the fight of the century in 1910, race riots broke out all across the country. And when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record in 1974, he received thousands of death threats. Davis says the performance of black athletes has long threatened white masculinity.
It's for sort of dominance of who is the better group. I hate to put it that way, but that's kind of what it's about.
Yet Davis suggests that race relations might actually be worse if it weren't for sports and its ability to facilitate interaction across races. Coach Thyberg recalls a game where one of Obama's white players joked that a foul against a teammate of color must have been racially motivated. Another player on the bench, Thyberg says, made it a teachable moment.
He wasn't rude or mean-spirited, but he called him out on it and said, "Why is that funny to you?" And had this exchange where he was able to say, like, it's not funny when this is happening to me on the field. After that, I didn't see it happen again.
According to Thyberg and members of Obama's soccer team, they're more likely to encounter problems when they play teams outside the city. Obama is one of about 140 teams in the Western Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic League, or WPIAL. The WPIAL spans 9 counties and includes schools as far away as Laurel Highlands, Leechburg, and Newcastle. This fall, the league was forced to confront the issue of race after a football game between 2 distant schools. Elwood City's Lincoln High School had traveled from a rural district that is over 90% white to play Valley High School, one of the WPIAL's most diverse teams. With less than 2 minutes remaining, the game erupted into a bench-clearing brawl. Valley's coach and superintendent say their athletes were provoked because players from Lincoln had been calling them racial slurs throughout the game. The resulting controversy and a rise in unsportsmanlike behavior in general prompted the WPIAL to send a letter condemning the trend to all of its member schools in early October. The letter noted that reports of racially insensitive comments had become all too common.
Kids think it's appropriate to trash talk. And unless somebody tells them that this is inappropriate, they're going to keep doing it.
That's WPIAL Executive Director Tim O'Malley. He says educators and families must take the lead in correcting this behavior.
How do you put an end to it? I think from an educational standpoint, there's a responsibility to try to continue to work with the kids in your schools, with your children, to make sure that they understand what is and isn't acceptable.
So how do schools fulfill this responsibility? Where do parents and administrators come in? Tomorrow, we'll go from the field to the schools and board meetings where adults are trying to manage the fallout from these incidents. I'm Sarah Schneider.
And I'm Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.